Christine Harrisser.
And I am Bernhard Siemek.
And this is Short Take, a German Films podcast.
Jana Burbach was born in Munich in 1985. She completed a BA in Classics and English at the University of Oxford, and afterwards an MA in Expanded Theatre at the Hochschule der Künste Bern. After several years of working in theatre as an assistant director, director, performer, writer and dramaturg, she focused on scriptwriting.
From 2013 to 2014, she participated in the Drehbuchwerkstatt München and subsequently in the Serialized program at the DFFB. Since then, Jana Burbach has been both a staff writer and head writer for several TV shows in German and English, including Bad Banks, Breaking Even and Tribes of Europa.
Jana Burbach lives and works in Berlin, and we met up on Zoom for this interview. Thank you for sitting down with us, Jana. This podcast is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We are going to ask you a few questions, some personal and some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers, so let's just have some fun. Here's the first question. Describe your current mood in three words.
To be honest, quite mixed because of the corona situation in a way. So some days more calm than usual. So calm, I think. But some days also more like pensive or concerned, I guess, what the future will bring. And also on other days, kind of like curious. You know, what will happen, how this will affect society and stuff. So it's a strange mix of like calm and anxiety alternating, I guess.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
Lots of different things, but one of them definitely is sailing. I like to go sailing, yeah. Maybe because I spend so much time at the desk as well in my work life, which is obviously also like a kind of imaginary journey, but it is quite sedentary. I do like to be outdoors in the nature, and especially to have like be in a boat, have the wind whip around your face. It's a good way to get away from things.
What is your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure. Probably sleeping in really, really late.
What is your favorite job you've ever done?
It's like a script job or in general?
As you wished, in general.
I know, it's funny because when I was younger, I had a lot of sort of like part-time and money-making or like financing the creative work jobs. And there was actually, I think, like something to be said, like for the variety of that. I remember one job now where I was actually taking notes for a hearing disabled student at my university. And that was in a way, well, maybe not my favorite job ever, but it was a really interesting one because I sort of had to be her ears and follow her around to her lectures and sort of dive into what somebody else is learning and thinking. And that was definitely like a really good experience in many ways. In terms of script jobs, I think it would have to be like the work on Tribes of Europa that I did, like also most recently, because it was so imaginative, you know. It's like, it's a show set in the future. It's kind of like sci-fi fantasy, although there's like no magic in it, but it's just very adventurous. So we could really like build a world, define the rules of that world. So that was like really a lot of fun.
What do you cherish most in your friendships?
In my friendships, I think an open, honest, and also like imaginative communication. I think I'm definitely, in my friendships, I'm a big talker. So interesting, I also like noticed that compared to some other people, maybe I'm less of a clique person. So I don't usually like hang around with big groups of friends, but I have these like very intense friendships with individuals, and then I'll meet them individually and we'll go for walks or sailing, for instance, and just talk for hours. So I think this kind of like really intense sort of exchange of thoughts and ideas, I think, is something that I definitely value in my friendships.
Who are your real life heroes?
There are several. I would say that I have sort of like work role models where I'm inspired, like with the way they work. And one of them, like more recently, that I would say has inspired me a lot is Jenny Snyder Ehrman. So she's the showrunner of a show called Jane the Virgin, which really impressed me because it's so like fun and over the top and cheeky and also like playing with kitsch at times. But at the same time, it has these really deep and meaningful messages. So she says a lot about feminism, you know, she says a lot about diversity being undervalued in many societies still today, you know, and people from other backgrounds and cultures not being integrated enough. So Jane the Virgin has at its core these three Latina women, Latinx women in the United States, and it just deals with all the issues relating to that, you know, like what do people of a different culture mean for the sort of dominant culture. It deals with that in such a like moving and poignant, actually sort of really deeply political way. But at the same time, it's really entertaining. So I think I find that impressive if you can sort of have a larger message and, you know, bring it across in a sort of subtle way. And, you know, she has a really like great and integrative work ethic as well and so on. So yeah, she's up there. Who else? I think there are like quite a few writers actually over the years that have like really inspired me, either like with the way they work or what they're talking about. Just like a work that like deeply impresses me, and hence also like the showrunner is Mad Men, obviously, like Matthew Weiner's Mad Men, which I think I just have like, I'm so in awe of how they develop those characters. I don't think I could think of any other TV show where the characters are so nuanced and have such depth, you know, so that's sort of something that I aspire to. But yeah, I think they're also heroes like in other fields or that you meet in life. For Die Heiland, a show that I did about a blind lawyer, actually I met Pamela Pabst, who the show is based on. So she's a lawyer who lives and works in Berlin and who was born blind, so with only, I think, 1% of her vision remaining. And it was so impressive to meet her because she's incredibly optimistic and charming. And on the one hand, like bafflingly independent, but on the other hand, also not afraid to ask for help when she needs it, you know. So I think she really, meeting her really moved me. And yeah, I think she is a kind of like hero in a way, because she was also like the inspiration for the hero of my show. And I always like had her voice in my mind. I think like, what would she do? What would she do? And so that's kind of, that sort of had a big impact on me in recent years.
If you weren't a writer, what would you be?
Well, my childhood dream was always to have a band. So lead singer of a really funky rock band.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Again, you know, like the rock band, but fantasy talent. Okay, so could be a bit crazy. I think I would like to be able to fly.
What's the last book you read?
The last book I read is called The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan. So it's a kind of classic, I think, like for feminist literature. It was really interesting and also quite amazing how many of the things she talks about are still relevant today. Although, of course, you know, like I think we have come a long way with regard to equal rights for women and so on. But still, some of the things she talks about are still there in different form or maybe like diminished form. But so it was very interesting.
Who's your favorite literary heroine or hero?
Difficult. It's not an easy question. I think I sort of like had different ones at different ages, maybe. Like definitely when I was a teenager, I was a huge Harry Potter fan. And identified deeply with the nerdy Hermione. So I loved her. Also like Anne from Anne of Green Gables was like big in my childhood. Later on, trickier. I think also Hans Castorp from Magic Mountain by Thomas Mann, because like he's a sort of very melancholy, pensive young man. And I think at a certain phase in my life, I could relate to that a lot as well.
What is the last movie or TV series you saw?
Well, I'm actually like in the middle of rewatching The Wire and like finding it really good. The last one that I sort of saw for the first time recently and finished was actually a documentary series called The Last Dance about like Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls and their whole like rise to glory. Really well told, I think. So it's a really good documentary series.
What's your favorite German film?
My favorite German film, probably Toni Erdmann.
What's the last podcast you heard?
I have to confess that I'm not a big listener of podcasts. I listened to Script Notes not so long ago. There was another podcast that someone recommended to me, but I actually forgot the name of the podcast. But it was there was a science fiction writer talking about world building on it, and it was a really interesting episode as well.
Which character trait do you like the most in yourself?
I think probably curiosity.
And which character trait do you dislike the most in yourself?
That's funny because it's both like a strength and a weakness. But I think like I'm very tenacious. So when I like put my mind to something, I don't stop. But it can also be really exhausting sometimes, like not being able to let go. So I think it's also probably the thing that I dislike the most. It's sort of a gift and a curse.
What's the last thing you did that you regret and why?
Oh, okay. That's actually a big one. I think I found out actually this is very common. Like a lot of people grind their teeth at night. So also a few years ago, I got one of those plastic things that you're supposed to put in your mouth when you sleep. I think like a mouth guard or sort of like braces. But I sort of didn't take it very seriously because I thought, well, you know, like my teeth don't really hurt. The thing is really annoying. So how important can it be? But I actually like really damaged one of my teeth through grinding. And yeah, so I have big regrets about not using that silly thing at night. And I use it religiously now. It's my message to all tooth grinders. Wear your plastic protection.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Lots of little things. I take a lot of pleasure from just like everyday stuff, like going for a walk or the weather being nice or seeing there's this cafe downstairs in my house, for instance, that has very regular guests. And so I almost always see the same people there. And, you know, just sort of like seeing people enjoying themselves that, you know, greeting them, having a sense of actually, I think routine or the sense of like, neighborhood, having a neighborhood is actually something that makes me very happy because I moved a lot in my life. So it sort of still feels, though it's very mundane at the same time to me, it feels quite special to just see the same people again and again and to have those kind of everyday connections or to feel rooted in the place where you live. So that gives me a lot of joy, definitely.
Do you have a life motto?
Not really. If I do, I'm not aware of it.
Here's the last question. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered, I think, as someone creative, someone generous and, you know, giving and in a way like sharing things with a lot of people. But of course, you know, people can remember some of the bad stuff as well. They will anyway. But you can always hope it'll be mainly like a positive memory, yeah.
Great. Thank you very much for this interview, Jana.
You're welcome.
Short Take is produced by Christine Harrisser and Bernhard Ziemek on behalf of German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide.
To find out more about Jana's work, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes and help us get the word out, like, comment, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you.